Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani conclude their series of conversations about quoting, sampling, and borrowing in music.
Schubert, of whom it was once said, "Take me to your leader," created a very interesting piece in which he quoted himself. Now, in the beginning, it was voice, but then, later on, in a subsequent piece, he put it into musical form. We do that, if journalists do that today, without attribution, it is seen as almost plagiarism.
So you have to attribute it to yourself, to say, I'm quoting myself?
That is correct.
Oh, I see.
That's what the new thinking is. I don't happen to believe that, because I've been writing columns for, 40 years, mm-hmm. and I've been quoting myself a lot. So, in fact, some people think it's the same column over and over again. But this in music is very interesting.
This has been a very interesting adventure in exploring the many ways composers quote one another and the many reasons why they quote one another. So for a conclusion, let's go to Schubert, who wrote a very charming song. Actually, it's very hard to choose from Schubert's songs, because he wrote more than 600 of them. But this happens to be extremely charming. It is the song about the trout, Die Forelle. Briefly translated, it is, "In a bright little stream, a joyous, playful trout flashes like an arrow. A fisherman, with his rod, watches from the bank. As long as the water remains clear, the fish can avoid the line. But at last, the fisherman grows impatient. He muddies the clean stream. The rod quivers, and the fish is struggling on the hook." So, we're going to hear the song as it was written originally. Schubert took it and used it for a gorgeous movement in his famous Trout Quintet. The entire quintet is named after this song, of course. The unusual thing about this ensemble is that it includes a double bass. piano, cello, violin, and viola. I guess when you borrow from yourself, it's just you take something out of one pocket and you put it in the other pocket. So we cannot exactly call it a theft. But see what Schubert does, exploring, mining all the possibilities that are inherent in this magical song.
The music played in Classical Music According to Yehuda is listed online at wamc.org/roundtable, along with Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani's conversation. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series presents a midwinter fireside concert, Voice of the Baroque, a Close Encounter Tenor, tomorrow, Saturday, February 24th at 6 p.m. in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.